Hey guys, it's Marie
and Nicole,
and we're back for this week's Eps.
Are we trying to shorten it?
I don't know. This week's episode podcast.
Yes.
Podcast episode of Nicole and Marie get drunk and save the world.
You're the one who put it in that order.
I did because I think it sounds better.
That's awesome.
Had a long day.
And we've both had long days.
It's been a long day.
Do you want to tell everyone what you've been doing all day?
It's going to be a real long day, too.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah.
I have been packing. I live in a giant world of boxes. I could make a friend's fort of boxes. It would be like a friend's castle.
That's what we should be doing right now.
Yeah, we should. I even have classified my boxes out by, like, light versus heavy in different rooms.
Perfect. You also have tape that shows you, instead of having to write down what room they go in after your move, like, so you got tape that says, like, bedroom, or bathroom, or kitchen.
Of which I now have mathing. I think I now have 24 rolls of it.
Oh my gosh.
Because...
So you're gonna be able to sell it.
I found it online. I bought it for my last move, and I loved it. And I bought it from this little store that has really terrible hours. And so I had gone there twice, and they've been closed, despite what their website said.
Rude.
So I found it on Amazon. It was really expensive on Prime, so I went ahead and ordered it because I was like, it's worth it. Save time, and had it sent.
It'll be here in 2 days.
Right. And then yesterday, I went to the store that sold it because I was like, I have to have this tape.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the Amazon notification last night that says, your tape has been shipped. And I'm like,
oh no, crap.
I cannot believe. I've completely forgot I had ordered the tape.
Oh my gosh.
And then I went and bought more.
Amazing.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I complained about her box situation before. It's definitely grown.
It's gonna get way, way worse.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
I own too many things.
It happens. Crazy.
So, and then Nicole's been busy today too.
I have been making cookie dough all day. At work, we participate in this thing called Canstruction, where we build structures out of canned goods and donate it to the food bank. The first part of that is you have to fundraise to pay for all of your cans. So we were selling homemade cookie dough, which Marie assures me is very unsafe. But I told her it's fine.
Can because I ask there's you a question?
Not, yeah.
How much did you spend on supplies for your homemade cookie dough?
$200 at Winco. I went to Winco and bought bulk.
And how much did you make in sales?
$500.
So you're netting $300.
Not a super return on this, but our fundraiser that we've been doing simultaneously has netted $1,500.
Couldn't you have just gotten people to donate more?
Well, people like the cookie dough. That's the only reason.
Because I
really wasn't going to do it, and then people were like, when are y'all selling cookie dough?
When I saw you put it on Facebook, I just assumed you were selling those pre-made tubs.
Oh, no.
I had no idea that it was homemade.
Oh, yeah. So, I probably wasn't supposed to put it on Facebook, but I figured I had a couple people who would buy it. So, I did.
Yeah?
So, it worked.
Okay. So, in celebration of my moving and probably our last time to record together.
Aww.
Save, like, special occasions when I return.
Or random jaunts for me to Colorado.
I decided to open up my favorite bottle of wine. We had some fun getting it opened.
Oh my gosh. We can get
into that story.
Oh my gosh.
So we got here and Nicole had her bottle of wine because we're probably going to record another one after this. And I had mine. And then I looked at her and I was like, oh crap. I just boxed up everything in my kitchen an hour ago. I have no wine opener.
She has plastic plates and she literally bought plastic wine glasses so that we could drink wine, but we had no way to get them open save for a trip to Target.
So we dug through my car because we thought maybe I had a spare one there. We hit up a few neighbors who weren't home.
We even hit up neighbors and then we thought we found one and then we did not.
Nope.
We did not want to go back to Target. Marie's already been to Target in the last hour.
I've been to Target 3 times in the past 24 hours.
Oh, God. So, we didn't really want to go back to Target. We decided to hit up the local beer place and persuade them to open our wine for us. Bluffview Growler, you guys have saved us. You are awesome. And they opened all of our wine, and they were just very pleasant about it. And now I think they may be listening to our podcast.
So now they probably have, like, and they ten whole new listeners that know about them.
That know about them, but they have a really good beer selection. I can say that as a beer drinker. Marie can tell you about their cider selection.
I don't have a lot of that.
And most places that are beer like that don't. So, but their beer selection's good.
Some girls don't like beer.
I know.
So anyways, the bottle of wine that I decided to bring was my favorite, and it is called Stag's Leap. It's really important that it is apostrophe after the S,
mm-hmm.
because there's also another brand that is S-T-A-G apostrophe S.
Oh.
And they're two different vineyards. They're very close to each other in Napa, but their wines are different, and I like this one way more.
Why did they do that, do you think?
Because it's the region's name is Stag's Leap.
Oh, okay.
And so we went with the 2014 Merlot, which is the one that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a couple months ago, I finally got bottles of it. Should I read the back?
Yeah, if there's something worth reading.
This just tells you about it. So, located in the very heart of Stag's Leap District, the Stag's Leap Winery continues a proud winemaking heritage in a prestigious appellation that bears the winery name. The Stag's Leap Winery celebrated its first vintage in 1893.
Wow.
Yeah, right? It's really old. Here at our 240-acre wine estate, a unique terror and an idea of a microclimate support a classic standard of viticulture, land use, winemaking that is still relevant today as it was a century ago.
I feel like some of these words in there, I think they hit this thesaurus button on when they wrote this.
They've got to be wine-specific words.
They must be.
Because I've come across three words in this that I've never heard again before in my life.
I'm like, what?
And I feel like I know a lot of words.
I thought you were definitely talking about the Appalachian Mountains when you said that.
I think it's Appalachian.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, that's not it.
They made up words because they're in California to make us feel stupid.
Yes. So, you already been drinking yours?
I have, because I've had it.
You've had it. So, I have not. So, I'm going to take a sip. It is pretty good. It is very Merlot-y, which Merlot is not my favorite. But it is really good.
So, why is Merlot not your favorite?
I don't know.
Do you not like the aftertaste and the oakiness?
I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Because I love the aftertaste.
It's a little oakier.
Because I love the oaky aftertaste in this one.
It's good, though.
It's there without any bite at all.
Yeah, there's no bite to it. So.
And honestly, for its price point, it's pretty good. Because it's only $26 a bottle.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Which is not cheap, but I've had some pretty terrible wines that are $20 a bottle.
Yeah.
So, should we go into our topic, or should we go into some of our random stories we've had to stop ourselves from telling this week?
Yeah, no, I think you need to tell me about what your last night.
I've been really busy. In the past 24 hours, I have packed all of this stuff. I have gone through all of Kimmy Schmidt for its entire release. I've been through all 13 episodes already. And I went and saw Paula Poundstone do 2 hours of stand-up last night.
Oh my gosh.
It was 2 hours. I was shocked how long she did.
That is a long time.
It was a really... And she was a very, like, exactly 2 hours. So that's what she intends to do. And she did it well.
Nice. What all did she cover?
She's very kind of a crotchety old grandma. She was really ranting about technology.
Oh, that's funny.
And how it's ruining our lives. Partially because part of her thing is she never does the same show twice. Like, she has a couple of...
Oh my gosh.
She has a couple of standard jokes that she tells.
But generally she's...
And, like, I'd already heard one that she told on an interview.
Mm-hmm.
And then she told it last night. I was like, oh, well. But a lot of her stuff's improv because she does the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on NPR.
Right.
So she's really good.
That's where I know her from.
Right, that's where I knew her from, too. She did, like, she focused on just harassing the crap out of audience members. Because people would shout at her and heckle her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's known for engaging.
Oh, yeah.
And so that got on our...
Where was it?
The Majestic.
Oh, I love the Majestic.
Love the Majestic.
It's a beautiful place.
So she had some nice Trump slights.
Yeah.
They were all, like, indirect slights, though. It was like, you had to know politics
to really
appreciate her show.
That's fun.
I was super young for everyone there. I looked around and I was like, I'm such a grandma. Most of these people are my mom's age.
Aww.
Or my older than that.
I don't think they all listen to Wait, Don't Tell Me, though.
Maybe not. You know, it was not a conservative crowd, for sure.
No.
the reactions to her comments there was a lot of cheering for bashing of the Bible Belt and all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, she was rambling on about how technology's ruining our children and how it's making them all stupid. She's like, you know, I tweet on my flat thing. That's when it made me occur to Nicole. I'm like, we need to start tweeting.
Oh my gosh.
We need a Nicole and Murray get drunk tweet account. A Twitter account, if you will.
We'll work on
it. The tweet machine. Because I think our ultimate end goal for this podcast... Podcasts have to have an end goal, right? I mean, do you just keep going for forever?
I think so. I mean, best of friends, they say that now that they're done with Friends, they're doing Joey, and then they're going to start Friends all over again. So, I think it just depends. It depends on us, what we want to do.
So, I feel like at this point, our main purpose is to advise the Trump administration, because they're not very good at what they do.
Yeah, I just kind of think we could do it better. And I don't mean that to, like, slight them, but I think you and I have a lot of really great ideas that we could get people on board with.
Yeah.
I think we could really bring the country together.
As we've proven in the past 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think, you
brilliant
know.
Brilliant solutions.
I mean, people may be a little mad about the David Miscavige thing, but he's not our pick. We're who we think Trump will pick.
Right, and why it would be such a good Trump fit.
Yeah.
And America did vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I didn't vote for Donald Trump.
I didn't either. We're just going with it.
That or possibly when we finally get acknowledgement by Donald Trump, perhaps we'll be done then. I think acknowledgement will be when he tweets at us. So,
like as a podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, because I have already had an exchange with Donald Trump.
For which I need to know about, because how the hell did you do that? Okay. Was that a Twitter thing?
It was on Periscope. Which, that tells you when it was. It was during the primary.
Does Periscope still exist?
I don't think so.
Okay, I don't know.
I think it's been absorbed into Twitter now because it was Twitter's video feed thing.
Okay.
So in its heyday, you could Periscope, and so my friend Jason, who he and I know each other from political circles, he is a pro-life gay man.
I remember you telling me about him.
Yes. He's he is an anomaly. He is a Republican, but he is amazing as a friend. Like, he's a great person, but he is pro-life. He's gay. He's like a liberty person. So he's against marijuana prohibition. Like, he really is a conundrum wrapped in a riddle.
That's something that's never made sense to me. The people who say that they're libertarian and want freedom for everything, but they're like, except abortion.
Except this. Right. So it's a little different. So, but he's not really a libertarian. He just doesn't really fit in a box. So,
because I've known gay Republicans, that's not an anomaly.
There's a ton of
them. There's a caucus of them, mm-hmm. I think, even.
Yeah.
Or an organ, not caucus.
Yeah, there's log cabin Republicans. But there's a real thing in every state. And they're in some, they're more effective than others. But a lot of times, they just focus on economic issues.
Which is the Republican Party I actually understand.
Me too.
Not always my policy ideas, but I get them.
Yeah.
And there's logic and reason behind their
existence. It's like, let's look at this, and they're looking at financial aspects.
And in economic theory, it's really hard to prove what's right. Like,
mm-hmm.
So it's always a battle of mine versus yours, and how do we really ever prove it?
Right.
So there's valid thoughts behind economic policy from the traditional conservative, or the traditional Republican.
Mm-hmm.
The East Coast Republican that's been in business and the pro-business, it makes sense. It's not necessarily what I think we should focus on, but I get it.
Mm-hmm. It's easier to understand.
And I can say that's a rational choice and a rational thought. I can get on board with your thought, even if I don't necessarily think it's the best way. It's still, and I don't think it's going to be the most effective means to an end.
Mm-hmm.
It still has rooting in reality and has merit.
Right. So it's really interesting. So Jason doesn't really fit into a box. He's been a member of the Republican Party. He's been pretty high up in a lot of circles in the Republican Party and leadership positions. Yes.
That's amazing. I didn't know that was allowed
yes,
in Texas.
No.
I didn't know we could have gays in Republic.
I know. He's kind of an anomaly, and it's because he does get along pretty well with people.
Okay.
But Jason and I, at the time, we were doing this thing where we would Periscope and drink wine. Why are you not surprised at this? Because this is what we do.
I mean,
so we used to just do this.
So our podcast that I had as a brainchild was actually something you were already doing beforehand.
We weren't doing it on a regular basis.
But close enough, same concept.
We would just, like, always do this, and we would manage to drink wine. So I would just go to his apartment, and me and him, and sometimes his roommate would just drink wine, and we would, like...
Define roommate.
No, just roommate. Okay. Like, actual roommate. That guy's married now. So, but they were friends. He would, like, make pasta, and we would drink wine, and then we would Periscope, and we would talk to people, and sometimes we would talk about other podcasts, or sometimes we would talk about... things that we wanted to talk about.
So this tells you how little I know about Periscope. Is it just like a one-on-one FaceTime, or is it like a FaceTime that anyone can watch?
You broadcast and anybody can watch it.
Okay.
And
is it just one way, or is it two way?
So they just watch and then they can write to you and ask you questions.
So it's just like the Facebook Live.
Yeah. Okay. It's exactly like that. Like, I think this, it came before Facebook Live.
But it's the exact same technology.
It's the same concept. Yes. And it even has the thing where, like, you can send hearts or you can send, yes. So you can do that.
So I understand that.
Yes. It's just like that. So we used to do that. Kevin T. Porter actually got on once and talked to us because we were talking about Gilmore.
Now, did he get on to your Periscope, or did you get on his?
No, he got on to ours and was talking to us. It was pretty awesome. But I think it was even the same day. We only did this a few times because Periscope just wasn't around for very long.
No.
We were talking about this, and we were talking about politics. Sorry, guys, my phone keeps going off. I don't know what's happening here. Oh.
Just totes super important.
There's a gender reveal party being scheduled. That's what's happening.
Have we discussed my feelings on gender reveal parties?
I know your feelings on gender reveal. So, so what ends up happening is we're, that same evening, we're talking to Kevin T. Porter, so we're really excited. So later, we're, like, scrolling through and we're seeing who else is Periscoping, because you can just kind of see. And one of them says, Donald J. Trump. And we're like, oh.
Now, did they have verified too, like?
No. It wasn't showing verified, but it was, like, in New York, and it was, like, this person. So, we log on. We're like, okay, let's see. And he's just, like, talking, like, hanging out in his office.
Oh, but it was, okay. So, you saw it with
Yeah, he's here, and he's doing this. People are just kind of, like, trying to get a rise out of him, and he is engaging.
Which doesn't seem hard.
No, it's not hard, and he is engaging with them. Easily. He's calling everyone losers.
Why
and
is
so,
that a thing?
I don't know. I really don't. But we end up, like, I write a thing, and I was like, I don't even remember what it was, but I got on to one of his policy issues, and I was like, this is why this is not feasible. And I gave him, like, a very logical idea, and he said, oh, Nicole, stop talking. You're such a loser. And we, like, all got up and cheersed. It was amazing. We were so proud of ourselves.
That is amazing.
So... I've already had that happen once, and he did call me a loser, which I feel really validated myself during...
I would like our ideas to be called very, very bad.
Oh, that would be great.
That's what I want, is to be Twitter attacked by Donald Trump.
Or what if he's like, they're just two dumb girls trying to get attention.
I just want to be Twitter...
He's going to be mad at us because we're brunettes anyway.
I want to be Twitter attacked.
Because we're not blonde, and so that's going to be a problem for him.
That is a life goal for me now in this podcast. Is to be Twitter attacked by Donald Trump.
Okay, so first thing, get a Twitter.
Get Twitter.
So we'll work on that.
Second thing, learn how to effectively use Twitter.
I just got a text asking if I have lighter fluid. No.
The store has it. Yes, so get Twitter, learn to use Twitter, learn how to tweet at person.
Oh no, I know how to do that. That we can do.
Find time. I mean, how often do you think we have to tweet at him?
I think we have to launch a campaign.
Yeah.
I think that's what we have to do. We have to create a hashtag, and we have to launch a campaign. So we're going to need some help.
Hashtag Nicole and Marie Maga.
It's MAGA.
Is it MAGA?
I don't know, but that's how I hear it. I hear it from people that are wearing the hats. They're saying
I'm going
MAGA.
If they're saying MAGA, I'm going to go with MAGA. Because... I have some very strong beliefs about anyone who wears a Make America Great Again hat.
Yeah,
like, that's fair. I have really strong feelings about those human beings.
I want to get one of the, like, knockoff, I'm not like, necessarily... fake hats that's not... I want to get one that says, like, Make Texas Its Own Country Again.
I did the Women's March in Dallas because I'm
Yeah.
Gay. And,
then we went and got sushi.
We did go and get sushi, but you didn't participate.
No, I had a meeting with the bride who actually... I had her wedding yesterday. So.
But... I would.
That's what I was doing.
There were the group of frat boys standing outside at one point in suits.
Oh, of course.
Yelling obscenities at people as they walked by.
That's always classy.
With their MAGA hats.
Of course.
And I was like, oh, you're baby Donald Trumps.
Oh, that's
I didn't look at their hand sizes, though. They probably had similar hand sizes.
It's probably true. They were in Dallas, so they're really... The real deal is, those guys, 90% likelihood that they are $30,000 millionaires, and they're rented.
Oh, where they were living, they were 100% $30,000 millionaires.
This is my favorite thing about Dallas.
There were, like, four of them, and they were probably living in a two-bedroom apartment.
Of course
they
are.
In their rented Beamers.
Yeah, no, they're all leased.
Yeah.
And they...
Because you can lease a Beamer for not that much money.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like $299 or something. It's nothing. So it's so easy to pretend to be living the high life
and be running
thousands upon thousands of dollars in credit card debt.
Slash having daddy's credit card, depending on what part of Dallas you're in.
Right. If you're from University Park...
Based off of where they were living, probably credit card debt through the roof.
How it is.
But you gotta buy those $14 drinks in Uptown.
And you can't tip your bartender because you can barely afford the drinks.
Right.
So, the Kung Fu Saloon only goes so far. So ridiculous.
Twitter campaign.
Nicole. We'll work on it.
Nicole and Marie Magia. First, if you get a Twitter.
I'll work on that.
And then we have to get Twitter followers. You can buy those though, right?
You can buy those. We'll try not to. We will just try to organically...
How much do those cost? I've heard of parents who buy them for their kids without telling their kids.
Yeah.
I'm like...
I don't feel like that's a good investment.
I'm like, how do you think that's a good... I mean, what is it you think you're doing for your child there?
No.
That's something I could get on board with Paula Poundstone is, you know, trying to make your children feel...
I have never felt so lucky as to have, like, grown up before
half of her, social media. Half of her stand-up really felt like hashtag millennial bashing. And I was like, you know, I'm an old millennial, so I'm okay with it. I'm like, I really like to look at my phone.
What year were you born?
86.
Okay, yeah, you're still considered an old millennial.
I was like, I like to look at my phone 25 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
But I can also go a whole day without my phone.
Yeah. Well, we grew up in a different time.
We did.
Because the kids born in the 90s definitely have a different
life experience. We didn't have internet in our house until we were tweens at the earliest.
Yeah, we got it early... We were pretty early adopters because my dad is a computer person.
Okay.
And, like, I still remember my dad and I was, like, 11 or 12.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like we got it in, like, 97, yeah.
When that's when we decided, we're like, let's hook up the modem and let's download the AOL from the disc.
Right?
And then you had all the discs. Mail. Yes, you got all the discs and you got... Yeah.
3,000 hours
or whatever, yeah.
Isn't that a crazy concept to think of paying for internet by the hour or the minute?
And think of how slow it was.
Oh my gosh. So slow.
I remember when I moved into the dorm, it was amazing because we had like a T3 connection. And it was like, you could set up your LimeWire to download songs,
but
you had to do it all night long because they could catch you during the day and they would fine you for slowing the internet down.
Oh, would they?
Yeah, at UNT they would. Public okay. school. That was like a real thing. So we all set it to do from like 8, like midnight to 6.
Ah.
So then nobody's monitoring the internet usage.
Gotcha.
So we were all downloading illegally.
Because I feel like LimeWire was kind of dead by the time I went to college.
Probably.
Just like 2 years later.
Yeah. Because that was like Napster, LimeWire time.
I crashed my Dell in high school like 4 times off of LimeWire.
Nice.
And had to call and restart it and talk to India.
One of the girls I lived with before, she was one of the people sued from Napster.
Oh, no.
She got sued by the federal government.
Oh, no.
And she had to pay $2,500.
She's which for a 19-year-old,
it was only a few songs.
She's lucky it was that little.
Yeah.
There were people who got sued for...
So much.
Crazy.
Yeah, no, hers wasn't too many, but yeah, she was part of the Napster lawsuit.
Ridiculous. I don't think I ever used Napster.
I think
I was LimeWire exclusive.
Yeah,
maybe
me
that's
too.
Why I never got sued. So I didn't.
Because it was like a sharing site. That's basically like the Uber of.
And I didn't get to use it that much because
yeah.
I was using it only from home on DSL.
Oh yeah, so that took forever.
Was it DSL?
It was probably early DSL.
Was early DSL still a problem when someone picked up the phone line?
I think it was the first time it wasn't a problem.
It was a combination.
It was modem.
Maybe we had both.
Probably.
We had both at different points when I was in high school. Now we have pocket internet.
Yeah, now we're like, I can't do this in 30 seconds. I'm so upset.
Have you ever heard that theory that the thing that drives all technology is porn?
You know what? I wouldn't doubt it.
Like VCRs? people were like, they were invented so people could watch porn at home, and DVD players, and like even smartphones.
I can kind of see that.
Smartphones, and now you have, and that's why smartphones started getting bigger. That's why the screens on our phones went from being those little tiny ones.
So you can really
to getting
watch
like
it.
Small ones to getting. So that's why weird. We have those giant, tiny ones that are like almost tablet sized phones now that no one gosh. Can carry around. So that you can watch your porn better?
I don't see. I don't need a
and the
phone that won't fit in my pocket.
Right. And that's what's driving the robotics industry.
It does not surprise me.
Is people wanting to have robots because apparently human relationships are hard.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with that. Sometimes they are. Although ours is surprisingly easy.
Yeah.
Ours has always been easy.
But ours is also non-sexual.
That's true. We're never that drunk.
Never that drunk. 2 episodes in a row, though. We might find out.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably not. You need more? No, you're good.
No, I'm fine right now. Like, give me 10 minutes.
So, Nicole and I had a discussion. We were bouncing a couple ideas for this week. Should we do breastfeeding and paternity leave? And then the Russian stuff came out that Trump released information to Russia that was super classified. And it occurred to me, you know, I still believe in my heart of hearts that Donald Trump is not an evil human being. But rather, he is just a misguided person who does not understand the difference of being a CEO versus being president.
It is a large difference.
And so I think that's the problem. Like, that's the major policy. I mean, he was totally, totally meant all those things he said on the campaign. Totally worried about the common working person. Not worried about his own interests whatsoever. Because, I mean, look at him. He tried to do the whole Muslim ban, and that doesn't... How does that serve any of his own personal interest?
Yeah. I think he just... Yeah.
And even the healthcare thing.
He's an ideas guy.
He's an ideas guy. He's not an execution dude.
He's not an execution person. He has people for that.
And so I think his faux pas are just coming from government inexperience. He's new at this.
I can get on board with that. It is a very, very different industry. It is very different to understand. Having worked in both, there are a lot of differences.
And so I wondered, did he really reveal this information because he doesn't care how sensitive it was? Or did he just not understand how sensitive it was? Because, I mean, if you really understand what that code word, secretness, means, I can't understand why you're going to release it to someone who we have very strained relationships with. Like,
right.
The U.S. does not trust Russia.
No.
We work with them because we have to.
Because they're a superpower.
We don't trust them, and we're definitely not going to reveal information to them that comes from highly confidential, highly trusted sources. Like, I was hearing that a lot of it may have actually been from Israel, who really hates Russia.
Yeah.
I think the Washington Post who was saying... I think the Washington Post was saying that some of the sourcing of it was from Israel, and Israel was very unhappy.
As they should be.
I just think he doesn't understand the level of it. So my thought was, hey, I think he must not understand what those different levels mean, because there's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not really super clear.
Yeah.
So I was like, solution? We just need to help him out and rename the code levels for his own internal use. Like, it doesn't have to be an official policy change, but just a White House administration change. They'll call it, you know, level whatever, parentheses, and then the code we come up with for him to understand.
Yeah, no,
it's just
got to
be in
fair.
Terms that he understands.
I think that's a great idea.
So I looked up the different levels, and so this one was code word level. Which, how would you ever know that code word level is more important than top secret?
I wouldn't know that.
I mean, obviously
they sound both equally secretive.
Obviously secret is more important than top secret, but how do you know that confidential is more than secret?
Yeah.
So the levels go unclassified, confidential, secret, top secret, and code word. Like, you know, poor Donnie, he just didn't know.
Little Donnie. He didn't know.
And so, according to Wikipedia, I'm going to go through all these levels. Should I go highest to lowest or lowest to highest?
Lowest. Go lowest to highest.
So unclassified, according to the Wikipedias, which we know are 100% factual, legitimate, all the time. Unclassified is not technically a classification. It is the default and refers to information that can be released to individuals without clearance. So, that's anything that is on your government pamphlet, right?
Yeah.
Anything you can get with Freedom of Information Act.
Yes. And you can get a whole hell of a lot of stuff.
We have
that
the first level of any kind of secrecy is confidential. This is the lowest level of information, of classification level information obtained by the government. It's defined as information that would, air quotes, damage national security if publicly disclosed, without proper authorization. So, you know, it could be harmful to know, but not...
I feel like we need to know. So that's like who Deep Throat is.
Yeah.
Probably. Exactly. Is that level. Because it's not super harmful to know who it is.
Yeah, it's not going to put the nation in real danger.
It's not a risk factor.
It's going to be more of a hurting the trust that people would have going future in that institution.
Okay,
and then we go to secret. This is the second highest classification. Information is classified secret when it is unauthorized. When its unauthorized disclosure would cause serious damage to national security. Again, these are such bad descriptions.
Yeah.
What discretion is damage versus serious damage?
Do we think that's like the Edward Snowden stuff?
No,
was top secret?
It says most information that's classified is held at the secret sensitivity.
Okay.
So maybe some of his was.
But not all of it, probably.
Right.
Okay.
And then you have top secret, which is the highest level. Maybe Chelsea Manning stuff was secret, because she's at prison now.
Yeah, she got her sex change, and she's good.
I don't
think
she had an actual change yet.
She's done at least the top.
I think she just had hormones.
I thought she was doing the top.
Because she was in prison, and so...
Oh, no, they'll pay for that.
For the actual surgery, though?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, everything I know about federal prison, I learned from Orange is the New Black.
Oh, which comes out again in June.
Yes.
Counting down the days. Although Kimmy Schmidt happened this weekend, and I haven't watched that yet.
Again, like I said, I watched all of it already.
Are you done now?
Yes, I'm done. Would you expect anything different from me? Would you expect anything?
Okay, is it good? Is it amazing?
Of course it
is. Is Kimmy still having PTSD?
No, it goes away.
Okay, good.
There's no more PTSD.
I didn't like her PTSD.
No, it was kind of too much.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
She goes to college.
Oh, awesome. This is going to be great.
Are you not far enough in to know she goes to college yet?
No, she got her GED at the end of season 2.
Oh, I thought you said you were halfway into season 2.
No, I haven't even started it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you halfway into season 2?
No, I'm done with season 2.
Oh, okay.
I just haven't watched the new stuff.
I'm not releasing anything secret, though, because, like, the promos say she goes to college.
Yeah, I just haven't even watched the promos. I'm trying to pull a Demi by not watching promos.
That's ridiculous.
I'm just really just... I haven't been home much this week. I've been very busy.
The promos have been out for months.
I just haven't watched them. I have watched the Orange is the New Black promo.
I have not.
Oh, you should watch it.
Okay. And then did we do top secret? No.
No, not yet.
Top secret is the highest security classification. Top secret shall, and it says in quotes, top secret shall be applied to information, the unauthorized disclosure of which reasonably could be expected to cause exceptionally grave damage to national security that the original classification authority is able to identify or describe. It is believed that 1.4 million Americans have top security clearance. Top secret security clearance.
1.4 million?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure my dad had that as an engineer at one point because he was working on military antennas.
Yeah.
So I think...
That seems like a lot of people that have top secret clearance, though.
Again, I don't think that that's like... Again, it's... To what extent does that mean? Because he had it, but he was only given a portion of the antenna to see.
When you and I are in charge, we're going to change that.
Yeah, we are.
It's going to be like 50 people who get the top level security clearance.
And then we have code word classification, which is the information he let go. So this is like the super important. This is the 9/11's about to happen kind of information.
Mm-hmm.
Top secret is the highest classification. However, some information is compartmentalized by adding code word so that only those who have been cleared for each code word can see it. The information is known as sensitive compartmented information, or SCI.
Mm-hmm.
A document marked secret, open parentheses, code word, close parentheses, could only be viewed by a person with secret or top secret clearance and the specific code word clearance. So I guess that's when you
get
that may have been like how my dad was contracted out, was he only had...
He got just this part.
This little tiny part.
Yeah.
Each code word deals with a different kind of information. The CIA administered code word clearances. No, apparently he was not, because he was just a military subcontractor.
Yeah.
And so really, I'm like, I really think that he just didn't understand. Because he has clearance for every code word, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I'm thinking there's probably some people in the CIA and the FBI who are like, we don't need to give this guy some information.
Yeah.
They're like, no. He doesn't need to know that. So my plan is that we need to rename different levels of classification for him to just clear stuff up a little more.
Okay. And how do you want to do that?
Well, so your idea, I think, was, we'll go with that one first, is we should name them in order of children.
Yeah.
And how much he loves them.
I mean.
And maybe why. Because how many kids does he have?
No. So Donald Trump has 5 children.
Perfect.
This is perfect. Yes.
But do we know how much he loves all of them?
I think we can figure it out.
Okay, because he has Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Ivanka.
Mm-hmm.
Little
Eric.
Little DJ.
Yeah, little DJ.
Eric.
And Baron.
And Baron. So, and Baron's the young one.
Baron's the little one.
Okay.
So, I think we can at least, very obviously, we know who is at the top and the bottom of this.
Interestingly enough, women.
Yes.
Ivanka, 100%.
Yes.
At the top.
Of course. She is the code red.
And poor little Tiffany.
Poor little Tiffany, who barely counts for
anything. Is she going to law school?
She's doing something.
Someone told me today that she was like, is she going to law school?
I hope she is. I hope she's doing something great with her life.
Poor thing. It must be hard to be.
She also sounds like how I think a Barbie doll sounds when she talks.
Is she the daughter of the...
Marla Maples.
Of the one that was not foreign born?
Right.
Why does Donald Trump love foreign born women so much?
They're very exotic. I can't blame him.
Ivanka's exotic? I'm sorry, not Ivanka. No,
Ivana.
Ivana. It's really confusing that he has an Ivana and Ivanka.
I just feel like you're running out of names at that point.
I guess it's no different than having a Donald Jr. and a Donald.
That's true. But so, I kind of think that we have to go Tiffany.
For sure.
Then Eric.
Yeah, you don't hear a whole lot about him.
You don't. He was the least exciting to watch on The Apprentice.
So Tiffany is unclassified.
Right.
Like, anyone can have that.
Anyone can do what they want.
It's whatever.
Yeah. So.
Is it FIFA? Freedom of Information? FIA. You can FIA that.
Yeah.
And anyone can have Donald. Anyone can have Tiffany. Donald doesn't
fine.
Care.
Like,
she can marry anyone.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
She wants to be an ISIS bride. It's whatever.
It's fine. Yeah.
She doesn't count.
No.
She's from that marriage that we'd all like to forget.
Right.
So
this works. So then there's Eric, who would be classified information.
He just kind of seems schmucky, yeah.
He is.
And confidential.
Okay, confidential.
Which is kind of classified, but not really. I mean...
Kind of, not a big deal. That's the one we said.
Because he's the second-born son, right?
Yes, I believe.
So he's the spare to the heir.
Mm-hmm.
You know the term, right?
Yes.
An heir and a spare.
Just like, in the British monarchy.
Yeah. So he's the spare.
Yeah. So, then I kind of think the third one has to be Baron.
Just because he's so young at this point, right?
Yes.
Because, I mean, he's secret, so that's really still important.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just let that... But he just hasn't matured to his full
yeah,
yet.
we don't really know who
so
he's going to be.
So, you know, he's important,
mm-hmm.
but we don't know that it's, like, the most important yet.
Exactly.
Because he's just so young. He's 10?
I think he's 11, 11 now.
He's going to go to that
He was
weird,
10 during the campaign,
He's going
though.
To a school.
That was in New York. And
but now
he's going to school
outside of D.C., but
right.
like half an hour away?
Yes. It's like in Virginia or something.
I saw the tuition there is $38,000 a year.
Are we paying for that? Is that like a taxpayer?
No, they have to pay for that.
Oh,
we didn't have to pay for the Malia girls. Sasha, the Obama girls to go to the Quaker school.
Oh, that's
where
right.
a lot of the... famous ones go.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're reading about where all the different people sent their kids, and Jimmy Carter sent his to D.C. schools, the districted public school. He sent his daughter, Rosalind. No, was Rosalind his wife? Anyways,
they sent
their daughter to the districted...
Their daughter went to the
D.C. districted school.
That nobody even wants to send their kids to at all anymore.
Yeah. Well, he didn't want to back then, but he made it as a point.
Wow. Good for him.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so then our... What is it? The next one
would
be...
Then we have Top Secret.
Top Secret has to be Donald Jr.
Because he's running, like,
he's
kind of
running the show.
I mean, he's running all the Trump stuff now.
Mm-hmm. He's got the brand.
He's got the brand. He is Donald Trump.
Yes.
Jr.
And then...
He's a baby Trump.
Yeah.
Does he get sprayed tan, too?
I don't know. So I kind of think he probably just, like, goes to the Cape. He never is quite as orange.
In a dynastic thing, does he have to start looking like his dad when his dad dies?
Well, his hair is much better, so it's very hard to tell.
But
because he still has a lot of brown hair. Maybe when his dad dies, he does.
That's what I'm saying. Does he have to stop exercising and get fat and then change his hair color?
Maybe he has to start eating all those taco salads from
Is Donald Trump a redhead? Was he always a redhead?
I feel like he has to be a redhead.
I know redheads don't gray. I don't even
understand this at all.
Redheads don't really gray as much. They just get sandy or blonde.
Interesting. So I feel like he has to be a redhead.
Must be. Which explains so much.
Yes, it does.
God, we should really exterminate that species.
Elliot is going to be so pissed when he listens to this.
It's going to be fine. I've shared my feelings with him plenty of times. These are not secret new experiences.
It's so good.
For him. I'm not shocking the world with my exterminated gingers.
With your anti-ginger agenda.
Oh gosh. It's like...
This is why we're not going to be elected to something.
My husband...
It's not going to be because you or I are crazy and we're coming up with the crazy ideas. It's because you have an anti-ginger agenda.
My husband's youngest brother is a blonde and he was dating a super ginger for a while.
Oh.
And we were discussing, we're like, can we let this happen? Because you know what happens if a blonde...
I would say that ginger girls are generally much more crazy than regular girls.
Yes, they are. And what happens when you breed a blonde and a ginger?
They're both recessive.
You get so gingers.
You get gingers.
We're like, can we let gingers come into the family name?
It is a long name. They may not be able to spell it.
Fortunately, it ended. And so we didn't have to worry about it, but we're like, we have to stop this marriage if it ever happens.
Oh, dear.
Like, we can't let... She's... I mean, if she'd gone with one of the other brothers, it would have been fine, because they're all brunettes.
Oh, so yeah. Been,
but...
But not that one.
When you put a blonde and a ginger together, you're going to get yourself...
Yeah, you're going to get little gingers.
Little gingers. You can't let that happen.
No.
And they would be like, ginger.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be like, sandy blonde. Or, you know, strawberry blonde. They're going to be like, hello, my head is on
fire.
Should
we get some refills while we're... I mean, obviously, our next one, our code red, is Ivanka.
Yeah, it is. Our code word, you mean?
Yeah, our code word. Code red, whatever.
She's clearly the most important.
She is the most important. I mean, the most powerful woman.
He
has never given us any doubt that she is the most important of his children.
Is she the most powerful woman in America right now?
I think so.
That's all we
I know. Think she definitely is given more power than his wife.
Sure. You can't give that kind of power to a foreign-born person. She's not from Russia. She's not Russian.
She's from the Ukraine, isn't she?
Romania, I think.
Oh, I think you're right. I think it's Romania.
She's USSR, but she's not Russian. She's not from...
It was different back then.
She's not from Russia. That's a really bad Russian accent, I know.
I can't do one.
I
know a lot of cuss words in Russian.
You would.
Well, my grandmother grew up in Russia.
Did she?
Yeah, that's where... Grandma was born in Russia because her parents fled.
Not Iran?
No, they fled. Well, they were in Armenia, yeah. And they fled Armenia. But she lived in Iran for a long time.
Okay, but there was Iran in there somewhere.
Yeah, Iran. That's where my dad was born. So it's a very, very convoluted family tree of traveling because people are trying to murder you.
# Armenian genocide happened.
Yeah. It did.
It was a thing.
It was a thing. And the U.S. government doesn't recognize it.
The state of Texas just recognized it.
We do recognize it. Because we know what's up.
Shout out, Texas.
And we don't care if it's like, shut up, Turkey. So, if this was explicit, I would have said something different just now.
Well, you could always say your explicit word and I just beeped it out.
Can you beep it out?
I did.
Okay. So, I would say the state of Texas just said, fuck Turkey.
Yeah.
So.
I haven't learned to, like, make the beep sound on my audio equipment, but I just make it silent. So it'll just be like...
People will know.
It'll be just be like, turkey.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
F turkey.
Because we had too many cuss words in our last one that I had to...
Sorry.
It's okay. It was me too. I cut... Oh. I was able
well,
to...
we were doing a lot on...
Yeah.
On Scientology and FBI. It was pretty important.
Yeah. I realized that I dropped a lot of S-bombs.
And we were having dessert. Which yeah. I think may influence. We'll see. There could be more F-bombs in the next one. Because right now we've been having wine and cheese.
Not only
and
is
stuff,
well,
but next time
and we're
going to
be on bottle number two.
Yeah. We'll see how this goes.
Look forward to that one next week, guys. Because it's going to be a hot mess.
It's going to be amazing.
Amazing / a hot mess.
/ we're endorsing Uber.
So I think that's a really good one. And then my original idea I actually came up with was, should I call it what it is, or should I make it more of a Trumpism of being like, things that Donald Trump can get away with that other men can't?
Yeah, I think that's a good description.
Like shooting people on Fifth Avenue. Except this one's gonna be more in the sexual assault category.
I think it's gotta be all of that, so...
No, I really liked my sexual assault limitation, because he's done enough things.
Yeah.
That I'm pretty sure we could come up with.
So, yeah, so what do we do? So should we go bottom to top again?
We should.
Okay.
Although, maybe.
Obviously, I think we know what the last one
right,
is.
And so I have a couple of other ideas.
Okay.
One is him, I guess, like, unclassified would be walking in on the Miss USA.
Oh, when they're naked and being changed? Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay. I mean, you gotta expect, if you're getting changed backstage, someone's gotta walk in.
People do that.
It happens.
You have producers.
You have producers.
You have all sorts of people. I'm sure it happens to girls in The Bachelor, too.
Yeah.
So... it's fine.
He's not the first man that's ever walked back there.
No.
He might be the only one who just stands there and leers.
Yeah.
But you know that there's stylists and stuff, and I mean...
and not all of them are gay.
I was gonna say, not everyone in makeup and hair and all of that is gay.
No.
Not everyone in fashion, not every man in fashion is gay.
Nope.
A lot of them are.
But 100%.
Not all of them.
Yeah. So I think that's a good option for an unclassified.
And then... The next one I came up with was, like, maybe kissing. Because, you know,
oh, yeah, he was saying he could kiss anybody.
Kiss anyone.
Yeah.
And just, like, he just kissed them, and it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
The next one I came up with that I could think of was that lady who complained about him on the airplane, groping her in first class, like, up her skirt. So I can't decide if that's, like, top secret or just secret. Can you think of something worse that he's done other than the worst? Because he's never had, like, actual allegations of rape, right?
No.
Just sexual harassment?
A lot of sexual
Or should
harassment.
We reassess this? Maybe we should go back down.
Okay, so should we start at
and
the
being,
top?
Like, unclassified should be unwanted sexual comments.
That's fair.
That's fair. Because, like...
because we get a lot of those.
You can
including what he does to Ivanka when he's like, I would date my daughter.
There's no law against that.
Right.
You can sue people for sexual harassment... but it's not a criminal offense. There's no criminal offense.
Interesting.
I'm almost positive that there's no criminal offense in sexual harassment. I think that it's all civil stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone goes to jail for sexual harassment in the workplace.
Okay.
Because you hear about sexual harassment lawsuits.
Yeah. But they don't actually...
They're Title IX based, but Title IX and all that kind of stuff is all civil. Ask Baylor.
Yeah.
Shout out Baylor Bears!
Ouch.
It's totally okay to gang rape people. Not a big deal. As long as you're good at the football.
Yikes.
So
that's what happens when you have a coach that's like, I'm not a parent. And then it's that's kind of your job as a coach.
Whereas, like, the school I went to, we worship our coach.
Well, and TCU, the coach, does stuff that people disagree with all the time. Like... when he suspended the entire football team. Like, he does it all the time.
Or when he's like, get off my team. I know all you did was sucker punch a frat boy and steal his beer.
Doesn't matter.
Off my team.
Yeah. He has a very serious standard, which is the opposite of what happened at Baylor, because the coach at Baylor was like, I don't want to be your parent. I don't want to be your babysitter. I just want to be your coach. But that's not how it's just not how these boys were raised.
Right.
These coaches are a role model.
It's not just how they were raised. It's like, these are still amateur athletes. They're professionals.
Young. Yeah, and they're young kids. Their brains are still developing.
You know,
and they need someone to tell them.
Most of them are not doing this for a career.
Right.
You might have, depending on how good your team is, 3-5 out of your graduating class.
Oh, yeah. If that.
Like,
If you're a great school.
If you're Alabama.
Yeah.
You have 3 or 5 going into the pros. But the rest of them?
No.
Your other 30 or so? No. They're just going to be...
they're going to be coaches. They're going to be physical therapists. They're going to be...
they're going to be...
trainers.
Businessmen.
Yeah. They're going to go into something else.
Anyways. Yeah. So, level one is verbal... lewd comments.
Yeah. Lewd comments.
Unclassified information is like lewd comments. This is level lewd comments, sir. It's fine. You can say it wherever you want. You can tweet it.
You it's already fine. Do.
There's it's no fine. Ramifications.
Yeah.
Our next one, this is walking in on the pat, you know, confidential, is walking in on the pageant.
Because not everybody gets to do that.
Not everyone gets to do that. It's...
That makes sense.
It's sensitive. We can't just have cameras in here.
We can't just have everybody in
here.
If
you videotape this, you're gonna go to jail.
Mr. Joe Sixpack does not get to walk in on the Miss USA girls.
You have a valid reason to be back here. Mm-hmm. But we can't just let people back here with cameras and just, like... There's a reason there's walls. There's a reason this wall is not glass.
I like this. Okay.
Level 3. So, confidential. That's going to be our grabbing her and kissing her.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be careful, Donnie, who you kiss. You can't, I mean, I know that you can get away with kissing anyone.
But not everybody.
But you can't let, the more important thing is, maybe the clarification on this should be, what you can let people see.
Yeah.
Like, the sexual harassment you can allow seeing. So, like, you can kiss a woman and then what? It's going to be your word versus hers?
Yeah.
It's not going to be good. People are going to be like, that's bad. Don't do that again. But Roger Ailes was fine doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, died.
Well, what? Bill O'Reilly got away with it for a lot of years.
Yeah, he did. And so, what was his big punishment?
I mean, eventually getting fired from Fox News, but...
Yeah, but...
Is that a real punishment? I don't know.
And they were looking for a reason to get rid of him.
So,
once Roger Ailes was out, they were like, we need to reformat this.
That's how it is. It's... They're okay, like, this is a little inappropriate after this many years of turning a blind eye.
Yeah.
So, we'll let you go.
So, it's, you know, grabbing the ladies and kissing them. Level top secret.
Not terrible.
It's gonna be sexually... You know, sticking your hand up the skirt of the woman on the plane next to you in first class. You gotta be really careful who you do that with and who you let see it. I mean, like, you gotta make sure no one sees that.
Right. I mean, you're getting into airplane things, which there's a lot of etiquette about airplanes anyway.
And to be fair, she said that it happened like 10 or 15 years ago, 20 years ago?
Yes.
So.
It was many years ago.
He made a good choice with the person that he chose to do that to with. She kept it.
Yeah, because she didn't tell anybody.
She didn't tell anyone. Until he's president. I mean, it's not like he wasn't rich 10 years ago. It's not like no one who knew who Donald Trump was.
Literally.
Did you know Donald Trump was in Home Alone 2?
Oh, yeah.
Frank, so he's been famous for a long time.
He's been a personality.
For 25
for long
years
before.
At least.
Even in the 80s, I think.
Right. I feel like in the 80s, he was more New York.
Mm-hmm.
But he was on the national stage in some form.
I feel
form.
Like I've always known who Donald Trump was.
Yeah.
For so, him. And I grew up in the 80s.
I grew up in the early 90s.
Yeah, it's...
So, and then we're gonna go. Code word. Top secret code word.
Is
grabbing them by the pee.
You're not gonna say it. Oh, is it an explicit word?
Is that an explicit word?
I don't know.
Grabbing them by the kitty.
Okay.
We're gonna call this
kitty works.
We're gonna call this level pee, as in grabbing them by the...
Yeah. It's when you're on a bus with Billy Bush, and you're having what you think is a private conversation with your microphone on. That is what this level
is. So we're going to have, unclassified is going to be level tweet. Because then you can tweet whatever the hell.
Yeah.
On the sexual harassment scale.
Mm-hmm.
Confidential is going to be level naked.
Yeah.
Level backstage.
Level backstage.
So
yeah.
We're going to do mnemonics for it.
Yeah.
Love, and then confidential. Oh, we did confidential. So secret's going to be, level K for kissing.
Level K. I was going to say level X because it's like XO.
That might confuse him.
It might.
And then I think top secret's gonna be level airplane.
Mm-hmm.
What you did on the airplane, you gotta be real careful about. You were pretty successful at it, so keep.
But yeah, keep it up.
And then code word's gonna be level P.
Level P.
As in grab them by the.
Yes.
Shouts out Mr. Trump.
I like that. I think we have some really good options for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he can't remember that one, he can definitely remember the kid one. Because he definitely knows which order he really likes his kids in.
My personal favorite that might just be more helpful in the entire White House is things that conservatives are afraid of.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Okay. Things that conservatives are afraid of. But like the generic conservative, right? The Fox and Friends watching.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Fox News demographic conservative.
Okay. So that is like a very Christian conservative. Mm-hmm.
Rural population.
Yes.
So the people who will never listen to this podcast.
Right.
Because, like, we pull in, I feel like we can pull in a lot of people.
Yeah.
But definitely not that demographic.
No, I don't think so. I don't think they're going to find us.
We're talking, like, over 50, definitely.
White,
Christian, probably male, definitely not college educated.
No, not usually.
Definitely not.
Maybe they're in that, like, they click the box where it's, like, some college.
Yeah.
And it's, like, community college.
I don't even know about that.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Like, 13th, because I, like, I know plenty of people who went to some college that are smart and apt people.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of, like, people who went to 13th grade.
Right. Then we're like, eh.
Or remedial.
This is terrible.
I don't want to sound, like, egocentric, but...
I took remedial math. I am not a math person, so...
I did not.
I waited until I was a senior.
I graduated from college in 3 years. Of course I did, right?
This is why you're so much younger than me.
I mean, okay, 3.5 technically, because I took a half semester when I was pregnant.
Oh my god.
So I had a baby and I still graduated in 3 years.
I was 4.5, you guys. I'd just like to throw that out.
Shout out.
Team good enough.
Victory lap.
Team, I had, no, well, I actually was okay to graduate in 4 years, but my younger sister was graduating high school in May, and for anyone who knows Stephanie, knows she is very persuasive, usually by threats. But she told me I could not graduate college 2 weeks before she graduated high school.
Who paid for your college?
Oh, my parents.
And they were okay with this?
Oh, well, I just took 6 hours the last semester.
Because my parents would have, I mean, I even almost graduated from law school.
I lived at home.
I almost graduated from law school early.
I lived at home, so they were fine.
That's ridiculous.
But Stephanie and I have an interesting relationship, and that is...
Is she the youngest?
No, she's middle. But that's why, because she's middle.
She really needs...
She is the doctor. She's very important. She also now has the only grandchild, so Stephanie can do no wrong. She's a doctor. She's saving people's lives. This week, she's been delivering babies.
And she's successfully breeding.
Of course, and she has the cutest son ever.
Oh, and she made a boy, too?
Oh, yeah. He's so cute, and he talks a lot.
But you have cats.
Yeah, not as cute as a grandchild.
You have cats. You have 7 cats.
Not 7.
You have had 7 cats.
At one point, the most we ever had in our apartment was we were watching cats for one of the other fosters while she was on a trip to go to a wedding in Kentucky. Terrible. We had 12 cats in our apartment for those 3 days, and it was the worst 3 days
of my
life.
That's against a lot of laws.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Luckily, our downstairs neighbor is a nurse, and she, we had opposite hours.
And fortunately, cats don't make a lot of noise.
No, they do not.
They're not, like, 80
pound dogs. And, like, 6 of them were tiny, like, this big. So everyone at home knows that's less than a pound.
Like the size of an orange.
Like small, yes. They were little kittens. They were probably 5 or 6 weeks.
Did they have a mama?
Yes, they had a mama. The other foster named them all after Disney characters.
Oh, God.
So the mom was Elsa. And all the kittens were like Belle and Gaston.
I hate cutesy stuff.
We just name them based on how their colors
I'm
are.
I'm like a hashtag Pinterest mom. I will own you on the craftiness of parenting parties, but I hate cutie.
See, that's we always, when we were rescuing them when they were coming out of our attic.
Yeah, Matt, how you got into this. You had cats falling out of your ceiling.
Yeah, we literally had cats falling out of the ceiling. We kept naming them based on their colors. So, like, if we had a black one, it was like LB, so like little black, or low for little orange. So we almost always named them based off their colors. I did have one that had kind of a melancholy face.
I feel like little black is a problematic name.
Well, but we call her LB.
I still feel like that's a problematic
name. It probably
name.
Is. So, but it was very cute.
It's a little hashtag racist.
The last one I named after someone that was not, or that was not a color, was Melly after Melly on Scandal.
Oh, never good. Seen it.
She's the president now.
Of course she is.
She was the president's wife, but no longer.
Can you imagine if that happened in America? Thank God that can't happen.
They got divorced while he was still in office.
Maybe Ivanka should be president.
They're going to stop Scandal because they said it's too close to reality now. That's where we are. Shonda Rhimes is like,
I can't do this.
I don't have anything else to give you guys.
She's like, real life's out crazying me.
That is what it is.
I'm going to go.
Like, all right.
I'm going to go back to killing people on...
On Grey's Anatomy. Yeah. She just murders everyone. Next week, she's murdering a lot of people. There's fire, apparently. So, good luck with that.
Why is that hospital still open?
I could not tell you. There is not a single way that hospital
could pass code. Everyone dies there all the time.
Yes! They have so many freak things happening.
People, there's going to be a fire.
There is. It feels like the hospital on Scream Queens for the second season, which definitely got that show canceled.
Isn't it supposed to be like one of the most prestigious hospitals in the country?
Yes! It's absurd. No one's going there.
That's what's wrong with American healthcare. Is Seattle Grace is the most one of the most prestigious health.
And you have a higher chance of a freak accident or murder or shooting or explosion or.
I feel like you're safer in Baghdad than you are in that hospital.
Well, I mean, sometimes giving birth is safer in Baghdad than it is in the U.S., so I guess
definitely
that's fair.
In Texas.
Yeah. So that's where that is.
So things conservatives are afraid of.
Things conservatives are afraid of. Okay.
So we gotta be, like, a little
afraid.
So are
Christian conservatives.
So unclassified. So. Like, what are they a little afraid of?
Okay, so I would say...
Like, women, female employment? Or female empowerment. No, how do we put that? They're totally afraid.
I almost wonder if we need to go top down for this one.
Maybe.
So what are they the most afraid of?
Transgenders?
I kind of think transgenders.
Like, even more than
homosexuals. Because they don't understand them. And that makes it harder.
I mean, transgender is a difficult thing to understand. Yes. Paula Poundstone actually talked about that.
Really?
Yeah, she was talking about... She's like, I don't really know any people, like, really close. She's like, as acquaintances, I've met transgender people.
Mm-hmm.
But she was talking, so that was her bit. She was like, but so people who go through all this surgery and all this psychological stuff. And she's like, people in North Carolina. She's like, but North Carolina, they're like, they went and got that surgery so they could see us pee. They went and did this so they could see us pee. That's why they did this. So they could come in our bathrooms and see us pee.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, yes, except
I mean, that's what I wanted to do.
I was like, apparently you're not aware of Texas as well. Like, you're in Dallas. We're dealing with this right now.
Yeah, this is a real issue.
So, yes.
I think transgender is up there because there's just on no level do people who've never been exposed to it cannot understand it. They can't even grasp it. So I definitely think that's up there.
They equate it with that rapper guy who once cut off his own penis. Do you remember him?
What?
You don't know about this guy? There was this guy who's a mid-level rapper and he went bananas and cut off his own penis.
Was he on that, like,
he wasn't on drugs.
Oh, no.
He was on a psychotic breakdown, cut off his own penis, and jumped off of a two-story building.
That's terrifying.
And then he came back recently. He's like, but it's okay.
It still works.
I still keep the ladies happy.
Oh, no.
Like, they didn't reattach it. It's like just a nubbin.
He's like a eunuch.
It's like your husband's cousin.
We can talk about that on another one.
Oh,
he's gonna get so pissed if I talk about it.
That's my favorite story.
We're going to have to talk about it later.
Where
are we at? Okay. Do we need to talk about that?
No.
We'll talk about it on another one. It will definitely come up
transgender.
Again. It'll come up when we talk about gun safety.
Yes, it will.
So. That's where that is. Hashtag, it's not an oven. Hashtag, it still works. Don't ask me how I know. That's where we're at. So, I know his girlfriend. She seems satisfied.
So I can...
I'll leave that alone.
No,
half this may have to go.
Oh, God.
That's fine.
No, this can't go. This may be a long episode, guys.
Oh,
it's going to be worth it.
There's got to be a few places where we...
I don't know. That's not part of
That's not it. Well, I know some people that are going to laugh, and some people that might shoot me after this episode. But it'll be fine. So, okay. So, if that's
transgender
the top... So, that's code word.
Are we gonna go just... So, here's another thing. Should we say just domestic threats? Like, let's just... Because I feel like we could start going international stuff, but that just seems too easy.
It probably is easier.
I feel like domestic Sharia law could be top secret.
Yeah, I would think that's
still
fair.
Gotta be... Because
that is a real...
I still think you're more afraid of transgender people.
I do, too.
Than Sharia law. Because we have... laws against transgender people using bathrooms,
mm-hmm.
but we don't have any laws against Sharia law. I don't think there's...
They're trying to get them passed.
But they don't
but
have...
They
there's
haven't,
not a single
there's
one.
There's not... Yeah, they
However,
haven't
we already
been passed.
Successful ones.
Right.
On peeing, because that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's real important, y'all.
So, yeah, I think Sharia law is probably top secret. I think that's a really good option.
Can we dip into the homosexuals, or is that just, like...
I think we can.
Are they afraid of vaccines, too? I don't know.
It's kind of...
Depends on the group.
By location, I think. Because there are definitely anti-vaccinators.
How about but it's the not liberal a majority. Media?
Oh, liberal media definitely, I think, needs to be would the next one.
Would be, like, one. Secret.
Because that's a...
Pretty terrifying.
That's a real threat.
So,
NPR,
like...
NPR.
Oh, my gosh.
MSNBC.
MSNBC, for sure, is...
CNN.
Yeah.
Anything that's not Fox News.
Anything that's not Fox News. Or Breitbart.
Mm-hmm.
Or Drudge Report. Did you know that Roger Ailes' wife actually announced his death not via Fox News, but via Drudge Report?
I did not know that.
Isn't that crazy?
The only one that I actually even pay attention to ever is Drudge Report. I don't know that I've ever looked at Breitbart.
NPR told me about that.
Oh, interesting.
NPR is like
every
the only
once
news
in a while,
source
I
that
look
I've
at, every once in a while, I'll check out Drudge Report. I just also really hate it. I've always hated it because it's a very poorly put together website.
It's really bad.
Oh, it's awful.
Interface.
I cannot handle it.
I listen to NPR extensively and exclusively,
mm-hmm.
and then I also follow CNN and BBC and...
Yeah, I like BBC.
Washington Post and Wall Street Journal.
I like Washington
Post. I stopped the New York Times recently because they just got rag sheety. I'm like, all they do is slam on Trump all the time, like, just for anything and every single headline, it's just a pointed slam. I'm like, you're not reporting, you're just bitching.
Yeah.
Stop bitching.
They're just getting crazy.
They're just getting cranky. I'm like, so now we're going down to just confidential. So what are Christian conservatives a little afraid of? Or what is the Donald Trump base, is really what this is, a little afraid of? China? Foreigners? Just general foreigners?
Illegal immigration?
No, that's too much. What are they? A little. Global warming.
Or people that believe in global warming.
Just we'll go with global warming. This is like level global warming. This is not something we should tell to everyone.
Oh.
But we need.
We might have a different one.
Which one?
Second Amendment.
That's, like, way up there. I think we have to.
Do you think we need to reorganize?
No, I think
we need to deal with, like, people not agreeing with Second Amendment. Like, if someone physically came to take their guns, this would be an issue.
This is a concept. Oh, my gosh. I should have taken notes on Kimmy Schmidt. Because I'm not.
I love where this is going.
It's not a plot
point.
Really, but you know how Jacqueline's whole concept is she's gonna get the Red Sox renamed?
Oh, yeah.
She finally successfully does it by convincing all the NFL owners on the argument that last year the biggest selling jersey for the NFL was Colin
Kaepernick.
With Kaepernick. And she's like, because angry people like to buy jerseys and burn them.
Oh, that's true.
It's part of the whole thing. And so she's like, let's not just change the Red Sox, let's change the name of
everyone.
Single team to something people are afraid of. And one of them was the Washington Gun Taker Awayers.
That's perfect. Gun Taker Awayers is a real, that is a real fear,
and
I
so
think.
There's like a lot of, it's greatness. You need to
watch
it. It's
to
late.
Watch it.
It's later. It's like episode 10
I have
10
less
or
stuff to do tomorrow, so maybe
it's,
I'll binge it.
It's fan-tiddly-dastic.
I love Kimmy Schmidt, so. Ellie, what's her face?
Kemper?
It's amazing. Yeah, Ellie Kemper's amazing.
So we're going to go, our top transgender is still...
Yeah, for sure.
Still more afraid of transgender.
Yeah.
And then
Sharia law is probably up there. It's very similar. So we can probably keep Sharia law and then
as
maybe
top
do
secret,
the Second Amendment.
And then secret is gun control.
Gun control.
Gun
yes.
control there. That is still like, oh my gosh.
That's a really
how are
big
we
going to
fight the Sharia law with
right.
our guns?
How do we, yeah, because they're not looking at it from the conservative standpoint. You don't need guns to protect yourself. Like, I don't need a gun to protect myself from you. I need my gun to protect myself from the government.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah. It's like, it is different. And I think that's where people in different states see it differently. But, like, Texans very much see it like, I need my gun.
That's for later.
Oh, yeah. We'll deal with that.
We'll skip with that. So, and then confidential, we're going to have that. What do we decide? What's our next one? Global warming.
Global warming.
So, level global warming. I mean, let's not talk about this, guys. Let's...
They don't want to admit it's a problem.
Let's not talk about it. It's not a thing. And then just unclassified, it's going to be like...
Oh, can we do it like gay people are allowed to adopt? Like gay people who adopt kids or something?
I feel like they're way more afraid of gay adoption than
just... I don't think they are.
I feel like maybe...
I feel like that's just kind of a point.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll go
because there's a lot of Republicans who
are
pretty conservative who are like, okay, but if like we have kids in the system, like... So, I think that's kind of...
General
it's kind
information
of
is, like, gay adoption. Let's...
Gay adoption.
It's on the paper.
Because you have, like, two parents.
So, unclassified is going to be gay adoption. Confidential is going to be global warming, because let's not talk about that. Secret's going to be...
Gun control,
because, oh my gosh. Did you know Donald Trump has, like, killed gun sales? And, like, he's been terrible for...
Well, of course he has.
All the conservatives have been like, Donald Trump. All the NRA's like, Donald Trump. And all the gun makers are like, Donald Trump. And they're like...
Oh, wait, we're not making money?
Ruh-roh.
I mean, it doesn't make sense, though, for you to buy guns and ammunition under a Republican president.
No.
Because they're going to be freely available. When President Obama was president, gun sales went up 500%.
No, why are the gun lot...
Like, ammunition prices went up crazy high.
Why are gun makers not paying Democrats to win?
They should be.
They should be.
Because whenever the laws get stricter... Sales go up.
The laws didn't get stricter under Obama. People were just sure they were going to.
They were going to, right.
And so after his...
Because it happened almost immediately after inauguration.
After both of his elections. Mm-hmm. Not even just inauguration, but elections. They were like, oh my gosh, let's go buy our guns before Obama takes all of our guns away.
I do remember that ammunition went up like 500%.
Yeah, and got really hard to find.
Yes, it was very hard to find, and so that's when people started making it more. Like, you know how it's like brew your own beer is a thing now. So, like... If you were
I have a brother-in-law who makes his own ammo.
Make your own ammo.
I know. That's, I've seen all the equipment to do it.
I am married to someone who would do it in our apartment.
So am I.
So.
So then top secret is Sharia law.
Yeah.
Because run away.
Because that's a real scare.
That's
yeah.
I mean, that is.
That's pretty scary.
That is like, things are gonna go down.
You and I would get stoned so bad in Sharia law.
Yeah, we would. And then our top one is... Our code word level, secret level, top secret is transgender people, because...
Just transgenders.
Yeah. They're terrifying, and I don't understand what they are. I don't understand what a he-she is. Is it a wiener, or is it not?
They don't know.
Why would you take the... If you had a penis, why would you take it off? I don't understand. It's there. What's wrong with you? I think we're ready to wrap up.
I think so. I think we've done well.
So we're gonna go... Should we go wine first?
Yeah, let's do the wine.
Okay. What do you think of the wine?
Okay, so I actually, as much the first sips, I was like, ooh, I don't know if I like this. It's definitely grown on me. It was just an aftertaste issue. So I really do like this. I will probably give this like an 8.5. Mm-hmm. 8.5. Let's give it, we'll just call it $27 bottles of wine. Which is definitely out of my normal price range of wine. Yeah, what about yours?
It's my favorite that I can afford, I should say.
Like, okay.
My aunt and uncle are winos, and so I drink stuff out of their cellar from time to time when they visit. And so their stuff is my 10. So this is like my 9.
Okay.
Because their stuff is like $100.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Sometimes. And I'm like, this stuff is amazing. But this glass of wine, this one glass just costs as much as my whole bottle does.
Yeah.
So this is
hard to justify that.
This is my 9 out of 10 homemade ammunitions.
Oh, that's good.
Shells of ammunition. And then I think we actually have to each pick our favorite scale.
Okay. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go?
Yeah, I think my favorite is I thought maybe my things that conservatives were afraid of would be my favorite, but actually the levels of sexual assault is my favorite, because I think that's going to be the clearest for Donald because he has so much personal experience with it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with that, and I'm going to give... That ranking, I don't know. I feel so good about it. I'm also going to give that one, like, he's going to get that one, and he's going to understand it. So I'm going to give that a 9 out of 10 level airplanes.
Oh, nice. Okay. My favorite is still the children.
Yeah.
Just because I also feel very strongly that he will be able to understand this very easily. He will always know what a code word is, because if you just say it's an Ivanka, he'll get that. He will never question what that means, because Ivanka is very clearly the most important
this
to
is
him.
Level Ivanka.
Yes, he will always get that. Maybe some of those in the middle he's not going to recognize quite as well, but he'll know if it's a Tiffany or an Ivanka. He'll be able to differentiate the girls.
Excellent.
So I will give that also a 9. I'm going to give it a 9, walking in on 9, Miss America, or Miss USA pageant
9
girls.
9 Miss USA contestants?
Yeah, I think 9 pageant girls.
There we go.
So, I think that will work.
And I think with that, we're done. So, bye.
Bye.